You're listening to SANews.com. Black youths kill their own milkman, a white man, working in the townships. Why are black townships a no-go zone for whites? Is anti-racism a basic part of black culture and education these days? A local milk delivery man from Postmasburg, Andries de Klerk, 57, was stoned to death by three black youths while delivering milk in the black township of Marenteng in the Northern Cape. The father of two and grandfather sadly succumbed to the wounds received from being stoned in the hospital on Wednesday, August the 18th. Captain Anna de Brain, detective head at the Postmasburg police station, confirmed that the police are investigating a murder case. She said de Klerk was on his way home after delivering milk in the township when his vehicle was thrown by stones by black youths. De Brain said the police has information that de Klerk got out of his vehicle to see the damage. However, the youths continued stoning. Andries was hit and fatally wounded. Andries de Klerk is survived by his wife, son, daughter and some grandchildren. Postmasburg's neighborhood watch head, Blackie Swartz, told Network 24 that it is not the first time that whites have been attacked in the Newtown area, which includes Marenteng squatter camp. Indeed, any white person that enters a black township alone in South Africa does so at their own risk and is very likely to be attacked, robbed or even worse. De Brain said the police are looking for three young black males from the township who can be linked to the attack, but somehow fails to mention that this was clearly a racially motivated attack and clearly de Klerk was targeted because he was white. Ask yourself, have any other milkmen in the area been attacked? Indeed, black leaders like the Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Ms. Toko Didiza, never even mentions incidents where the victims are white and the perpetrators black. This week, however, she did not hesitate to pretend outrage against the murder of a black family on a Free State farm outside Harrismith. Another black leader, the police chief of Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Semakaleng Manamela, said last week they would not rest until the suspects, in which a black security guard was shot dead on a farm near Brondal outside Mbombela, were behind bars. This week, the president of the Transvaal Agricultural Union, Tau SA, Henry Geldenhuys, responded saying, "It is very difficult not to conclude that the minister and her colleagues consider the murder of certain people more important than others. Has racial discrimination already found a place in the conviction of crime?" he asked. He continued, "Every farm attack or murder is disturbing, unnecessary and unacceptable. Minister Didiza must condemn every attack in public and leave no stone unturned to stop any of the attackers. The minister and her colleagues must treat all South Africans equally, as stipulated in the Constitution," Geldenhuys urged. "It is clear that the security of South Africans is not a priority for the government," Geldenhuys said. "The recent cabinet shuffle would have been the ideal opportunity to remove the underachievers and incompetent members of the executive, but it appears that the shuffle is more of a political power play than anything else." Tau SA appeals to the public to support Tau SA's campaign to clean up the police service from the top at this link on their website, tlu.co.za. The hatred against white people is stoked on a daily basis by far-left politicians from the ANC, EFF, BLF, PAC, etc. This hatred is also promoted by mainstream media, which has bought into and mimicked the worldwide anti-white movement. This brutal attack once again shows how sick and warped this fourth world country, South Africa, has become, where white people can be brutally murdered just because they are white, yet there is barely mention of it. Just imagine if whites did the same to blacks. Postmasburg would have been burnt to the ground. There would have been mindless violence and virtue-signaling news headlines for weeks. Even such a trivial thing as a hair advert can cause the EFF to go on a rampage. In short, the black majority don't see themselves as bound by any rules. They see it as their black privilege to do just what they want. They somehow believe freedom means everything for free, and freedom to do anything they want, anywhere, anytime. Our people, as the black leaders of South Africa refer to the black majority, can freely go into the neighborhoods and suburbs where minorities live every day and they don't get attacked, robbed or murdered. They can even go onto private property like farms and act as if they own it. Like, for instance, hunt with their dogs, graze their cattle or sheep, or even put up shacks, and the farmers are helpless to do anything, even though farmers get attacked and murdered on a daily basis. But as soon as a white person enters a black township, they are at risk of being attacked, robbed, or worse, murdered. This happens so often that most white people think twice before going anywhere near a black township nowadays. We wonder why some people like Andries de Klerk, the milkman, still risk their lives to enter these black townships, which have clearly been proven to be no-go zones to whites. No doubt he had no choice, as it was his job, and it is hard enough to find a job with today's BEE laws. The editor of SANews.com himself experienced this firsthand in the early 90s when he founded a newspaper called City Vision for the townships of the Western Cape. Going into the townships without the escort of community leaders was simply suicide. If you do not believe this, ask yourself, why are there over 5,000 black towns with over 5,000 residents that are 100% Bantu, no coloureds, Indians or whites? That is 5,000 towns, five times bigger than Orania. Read our expose on the 2011 census on the sanews.com website. Liberal media is going to ignore this racially motivated murder again, so please share this report everywhere you can. The only resource we have as a minority is to use alternative news sites like sanews.com and social media to report the silent genocide in SA. For more, visit sa-news.com.